Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Blood and Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Shut up! This is not a duet! Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for a pretty late on October 10th, 2012. This be Mike Minotti. I be joined by Edge Guy Minotti.
Here I be.
Yes. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
So what do we got? We got news today.
Yeah, not a lot going on. Some stuff.
Well, that's good, because we're also not doing a first 20, so it's good that we don't have a lot going on this god.
It's been a bad week. I only just today got my computer working after a hard drive
failure. No one cares. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, but we got
sympathy, damn it.
Nah, no. But we got some games to talk about that we played.
Michael.
What?
It's no wonder they call me Death, because something died inside me.
Shut up, Badge Guy. All right. Why'd you even say that? I'm the only one who gets that joke at all.
I know.
That's the definition of an inside joke.
It was just for you.
I didn't even like it.
So okay.
There. So everyone hates that.
No.
Everyone's mad you just did that right
now.
All right, what's the news? Let's get going.
Okay. All right, first thing, some World of Warcraft info. Mist of Pandaria.
Pandaria. That is the worst pronunciation I've ever
seen. That's the insulting way that people have been saying it of late.
I don't believe it.
I'm not the one that came
Pandaria.
Up with that. I believe the correct way to pronounce it turns out to be Pandaria.
Yeah, I think it might be.
But like that's like...
But that, they don't have the word panda in there.
What's that?
Pandaria. Pandaria?
Pandaria is more saying panda. That's why I thought it would be Pandaria. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sold 2.7 million copies and has actually brought the current WoW population back over 10 million.
Do we have like comparison numbers for those?
Yes. It's not the fastest selling one or best selling one. That still belongs to Cataclysm.
No, it's Cataclysm itself.
My numbers aren't loading. Nope, that's the wrong story. That's why. I believe it was 2.9 as memory serves.
Oh, really?
So not off by much.
I guess that's weird. I thought it'd be worse. Does this account for digital sales? Because at first I don't think they were counting for digital sales, so the numbers seemed really bad. But
they don't say.
You are just all ready
no,
for
this. No, I mean, that's a good question. I didn't think of that. And it just says the expansion already sold through approximately 2.7 million copies. The game's player base passed 10 million subscribers with growth across all major regions. This is from their official press release.
But don't you know that?
Now, this
don't you know World of Warcraft is dying, though?
This is prior. This news is prior to the Chinese release on October 4th.
Doesn't China hate the game because they don't like pandas being Kung Fu warriors?
I think they do like it.
I can never remember.
They do like World of Warcraft.
I'm sure they do. They like farming gold, right?
Now I'm like, oh, that's racist. They don't all do that.
Sure they do.
I mean, they all like it. They all do it. But
I still haven't played that at all. I haven't bought it.
It's good.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. So, Sony is suing Jerry Lambert, better known as Kevin Butler.
Well, they're suing him. They're suing Bridgestone.
Well,
what's that called?
Bridgestone. Tires. He owns a media production company who made these commercials.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the president.
Oh.
So,
is he the vice president?
No, he's just the president. So, what's your thought on this? I think it's a little ridiculous.
I don't know. I can understand why. I mean, what was the first thing you thought of when you saw Kevin Butler playing? Did you think, oh, look, it's Kevin Butler?
But it's an actor. Like, it's not like the commercial's like, here's Kevin Butler with the Wii.
Could they have had somebody else playing the Wii in that commercial?
Well, are you saying this man's never allowed to work again?
No, but I'm saying he probably shouldn't be in video game commercials for
non-Sony. He was in a tire company commercial.
He was playing a Wii.
Late. Yeah, well,
he probably shouldn't have been the one playing the Wii.
I just think it's a little ridiculous on Sony's part.
He shouldn't have been playing the Wii. They should have known Sony was going to come after them.
Well, honestly, though, like...
I'm not shocked,
is the PlayStation brand threatened because of this?
They're not threatened. They know they can get some money out of it because they know they probably they might have done something illegal, not smart legally. Let's say that.
I mean, do you think?
I'm just saying it's not smart on their part. It's not smart for Kevin Butler's company. See, I don't even know his name. It's Kevin Butler. It's not smart for him to say, I'm going to do a commercial where I play a Wii. Let's hope Sony doesn't care. Why take that chance?
Have someone else play the Wii. Needed a paycheck. Don't
be in the, it's his company. He doesn't need to be in the commercial.
I don't know. I just feel like I can't imagine.
Look, I know it's ridiculous, but
like, I just want to picture the guy who's singing home going, wait a minute. That's Kevin Butler, the vice president of Sony. And he's playing
someone
a Wii now.
Confused. I mean,
I guess I better sell my PlayStation and break it.
I think a lot more people think Kevin Butler actually works for Sony than you think.
I wouldn't deny that.
I think a lot of people think that Kevin Butler is an actual Sony person who they put in commercials and it's funny. And all of a sudden he's playing a Wii. It's kind of confusing.
Plus, like, I have a thing too. When's the last time they did a Kevin Butler commercial?
Not for a while. It's been a while. I mean, his campaign is done for sure.
Why they should bring it back at least. Maybe that's why he did it, to spite them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's an overreaction.
It's not an overreaction. They're doing the appropriate reaction they need to try to make money off it. They're not overreacting. They're just doing what they know they can do to get some money. That's why they should have put themselves in this position.
I feel like the morally correct thing to do in this situation.
What's morally correct amongst two companies? Who cares? Not like they're targeting a person.
They are.
You said that he has a company. This is his advertising company, you said.
Yeah, that he owns.
Well, sure, someone owns it, but it's still a company. Whatever.
All right, see, now you're making me look into the exact information. They're suing Bridgestone and Wildcat Creek Incorporated.
Yeah, two companies versus another company. Whatever. I'm
breach
not going to lose over
okay.
sleep over it.
Breach of contract.
Yeah.
So unless that they have a contract where it's like, you cannot be in any other commercials.
The contract
they have
probably
no suit.
Says you can't be in a commercial for another video game company. Now, they're going to argue they're not a commercial for another video game company, but it's a gray area because he is playing a video game system. And he is, you know, it's kind of a weird thing. I'm just saying it's stupid of them. Sure, of course Sony's going to go after them. Are they right? I don't know. I don't know about business ethics. I'll take business ethics.
May God have mercy on your soul.
But I just, who cares? Ultimately, whatever.
Use of the Kevin Butler character to sell products other than those from PlayStation misappropriates Sony's intellectual property.
Look, does he not?
He's not selling anything, though. It's like a rewards contest.
Oh, now
show, right?
You sound like... Now it's not selling anything.
I'm just
It's
asking.
A commercial! Of course he's selling something.
He's selling tires!
Yeah!
Is that a competition with Sony
tires? He sold a tire through a promotion, a video game promotion. It's targeting gamers. Why do you want to defend it so much? Why do you feel so bad for Kevin Butler?
I think it's ridiculous. It's
not that ridiculous. What do you think this is what happens?
Okay.
I'm not saying Kevin Butler can't be in other commercials ever again.
Okay.
But he shouldn't probably not be in commercials playing a Wii.
All right.
He probably should have known that was not smart.
I mean, yeah, I'll grant you that. Maybe they should have double thought that. I don't think you sue them. Maybe you send a cease.
I mean,
you don't think, come on, talk.
No.
I'm trying to make this point for the last 10 all minutes. Right. Maybe you send like a cease and desist letter and say, please don't do that.
Why
and
do you
edit
care
the
about
commercial.
The niceties of the corporations?
Threaten. You threaten and say, look, fix this or
Why
we're going
threaten?
To sue
just
you.
Just go sue them. Who cares?
When did you become so sue happy?
I'm not sue happy. They're corporations, funding corporations. I don't care who has what this
Michael,
million dollars.
Wild Creek Incorporated does not sound like a corporation.
But
it sounds
Bridgestone
like a media
is.
Company. Okay, fine. Sue Bridgestone.
Yeah, they probably are. I'm sure they're going at the one who has more money.
They're suing both of them.
Yeah, I know, AJ, but Bridgestone's the one who's going to pay.
You think?
Yes. Yeah, well, because Bridgestone has money. Kevin Butler's stupid media company doesn't have that much money.
Well, why would they sue the Wild Creek and not take money from them? They're suing both
of
them.
Yeah, I know they're taking money from Wild Creek.
This could potentially shut down Wild Creek Incorporated.
Okay.
So if you start a business and you get sued by, like, Microsoft and they shut you down.
Look,
you're gonna
AJ,
be like, well, I was a corporation. They got me.
AJ, what other commercial have you seen the Kevin Butler actor do? Sony. His first one after Sony was one where he played a video game system. You don't think he thought, oh man, people are going to see Kevin Butler playing a Wii and this commercial is going to get a lot of attention. You don't think he thought that?
Okay, hang on. Now, before he was doing the Kevin Butler commercials, he was in Geico commercials where he was a company executive taking letters from people.
Yeah, but,
so
the
Geico
no one remembers
Sony?
That. No one remembers that.
Sure they do. Well, I mean, it's older
no
now.
No one does.
Yeah.
Look, he was in one commercial. He was a character. This is like if the Geico shows up in a goddamn Progressive commercial.
No, it's
no,
not.
It's like if he shows up in a Burger King commercial.
Because
buying
the Geico
Progressive
Gecko
shirt.
Is an artificially created character.
So is Kevin Butler.
No, he's not. He's a human being who got that name.
Yeah, by Sony. Look, you don't think that he made this commercial, AJ. playing Wii that apparently he made this commercial. I didn't even realize that it was his company where Kevin Butler is playing a Wii.
But it's not Kevin Butler.
What? AJ, it's the same person. What's his real name? I don't remember. I don't remember. So? No one remembers. He doesn't have a name. He's not a person anymore. He's Kevin Butler. Who cares?
Unless the screen says, I mean, the Sony commercials say Kevin Butler on the screen.
They say it was somebody else. What do you get?
You understand how actors work.
You don't understand how actors work. How did your Hollywood stint go? Yeah, I'm going there. Low blow. I don't care. Shut up.
I can make you sound like a huge asshole right now if I wanted to, but I won't.
Why?
I'll tell you later.
Why?
You want me to do it?
What do you mean? Why would I sound like a huge asshole?
Because I moved home to take care of our stepmother.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Oh, I'm glad you said that one. Oh, my God. You son of a bitch. Oh, my God. Yeah, right. Yeah, give me a break. We're moving on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. Give me a break. Let's just move on. Let's just move on before we're not friends anymore. What's the next question? Oh, because of God named Kevin Butler. You see how volatile the situation is? See, God. What's next? What's next? My God. You pulled that card?
Really? I told you.
Really?
You made me do it. I didn't
you
want
did,
to.
You didn't. Oh, give me a break.
Rayman Legends is no longer a Wii U launch title.
Yeah, that sucks. Because I was going to probably get that for launch. And now I won't have it. And now I'll have to play Mario instead. I guess that's the one. Like, before I was like, I don't know if I want to get Mario and Rayman. I guess I'm just getting Mario now.
Yeah, right?
I guess I'll get Mario.
Well, it's coming out in early 2013, so it's still in the launch window.
Got
that
it.
Goes. I think the launch window goes up, what, like March of 2015 or something like that?
Yeah, something ridiculous. What is going to be... What are we going to get for launch? I don't... Epic Mickey 2 is a launch game now.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure if I actually like Epic Mickey, though.
Well, they announced that Epic Mickey Power of Illusion will be a digital eShop title.
Well, that game I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. That's going
to
be awesome.
I don't know if I really actually like 3D Epic Mickey all that much. I keep wanting to like it. I don't like...
If they fix the camera, as they've said, and now that it's voice acted,
but here's the
and if as long as you don't have to keep replaying the 2D levels every time you switch worlds,
the big problem,
those are my three biggest complaints with the game.
It's just
so.
it was a very ugly game on the Wii.
Right.
And I'm worried it's still going to be an ugly game because it's still being made for the Wii first, and another company is handling the HD conversion.
Oh, really?
I'm still worried it's going to be ugly. Like, even just like their color choice, it's just ugly to me.
I mean, the color choice.
Everything,
I mean,
like, everything is like this. Is like this puke green?
Yeah, I mean,
all
it's
over
a
the
deliberate
place.
Choice. The
but
color
it's,
palette.
It's,
I mean, yeah.
I think they want to be. They want to look decrepit, sort of ruined, without necessarily relying on desaturation.
Yeah,
I know what they're trying to do, but it just looks.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's fair. I mean, that's just a matter of personal preference. But yeah, like from just the. I mean, I hope in the HD versions they are like. Using high resolution textures and enhancing the effects.
Know.
Like, I mean, honestly, this feels like a conversation from 2006, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know, it's like those Wii games. Sometimes they don't really have textures at all; they're just colors, you know.
Right, right.
And there's a lot of that in Epic Mickey 1. So I don't know if there's gonna, you know, if there aren't textures, you can't make the textures look nicer. There just aren't any.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure at some point we'll play it. Let's face it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much I'm excited about the. Maybe the co-op thing will work really nice on the Wii U if they do it so that you can have somebody play the tablet.
That'd
that could
rad,
be cool.
Because, I mean, does Oswald really rely that much on having a pointer on screen? I mean, you played it.
Well, yeah, he has his remote, so I guess so. But, I mean, if you could just tap on the screen, I don't know.
Ooh, there you go. That could be cool.
Might be the way to play the game if you're going to play the game.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Okay. Borderlands 2. First of all, they released the Necromancer early.
Why did they release it early?
Just I guess it was just ready.
I was like, yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, exactly. This is cool. What I find fascinating, not really, but cool, I guess. Actually, it's pretty mundane. I hate it.
What are you talking? What is this?
They have like the compatibility DLC.
Yeah.
So this is actually something that Crackdown used to do, but because not everyone may necessarily buy the Necromancer, you still have to download this like 150 megabyte patch, basically, and that way you can play with people who have the DLC.
No big deal.
I just find it interesting, and like when not long ago. Everyone finds on-disc DLC for Capcom Cross Tekken, and they're like, well, it's to maintain compatibility with online. When It's like, well, why didn't she just do what they ended up doing?
Because they're lying.
Oh, yeah. So, there. We caught you.
Got you. Ah. Those losers. So what's her whole thing is that she basically could summon a robot to fight.
Yeah, it's interesting because she has her three talent trees.
Her talent trees seem like more distinctive than the others.
Well, the one is like what the infamous girlfriend mode where it makes the game sound pretty easy. Like the one of the first talents is missed shots ricochet off walls and ceilings and objects and do partial damage to your targets.
Right.
Your health is like regenerating when you have a full mag and things like that. The other end of the spectrum, it's really complicated.
Right.
You gain these stacks of something called Anarchy that will go away if you reload a partially spent mag. But as they're stacking, you lose weapon accuracy but gain massive damage.
It's interesting because I'm like one of those guys who, like, every time I shoot one gun, like one shot, and if I can reload, I do.
Me too.
So I would. That would not be good for
then
me.
Then there's something, too, where, like, you reload your shields, but it takes health to do it or something. Like, it's really hard-sounding.
Interesting.
Then the one in the middle is kind of more of a typical role where it's an elemental focus tree.
Well, one of them has to support the robot, I assume, right?
They all do in different ways. Even the appearance of the robot changes depending on which tree you're taking. If you pre-ordered it, you get that for free. Otherwise, it's $10.
Kind of sucks about reviewing that game. I do not get that.
Well, you also didn't pay for the game. Pretend you paid $10 for the game and be happy.
I'm not going to get it.
That's that. Finally, after it was teased, they've announced Angry Birds Star Wars, along with a cavalcade of merchandise to go with it.
That's probably the more important thing to them.
There's like the Halloween costumes and all that bullshit.
Yeah, that's probably what they were really thinking about. Like, so is this going to be the thing now we're just going to see like
skins of Angry Birds?
Angry Birds, like, Lord of the Rings, Angry Birds, Birds
the
Harry
Hobbit,
Potter,
and shit like that. Oh, yeah.
They did Angry Birds Rio.
It's the new Lego.
Shit. All right.
Yep.
You play Bad Piggies?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No. Well, so, all right then.
Apparently, it's kind of a. Sounds similar to their last game they released, Amazing Alex, where it's kind of Rube Goldberg-esque.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of sounds like Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Banjo-Kazooie. All right.
Dishonored.
Wait, what about the Toe Jam and Earl?
Oh, did you want to actually talk about those?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I want to talk about Toe Jam and Earl. I have some things to say about Toe Jam and Earl. And don't you try to silence me. My voice will be heard. Oh, God, fucking rubber bands. These hurt.
Okay. Yes.
For those who don't know, I had rubber bands surgically put into my ass.
And he's very open about it. Anyway, they've announced Toe Jam and Earl remastered or whatever for the XBLA PSN November 6th. On the PSN, you can get both of them for $5 each.
What are both of them? Do not specify.
The first game, the original, and Panic on Funkatron, the side-scrolling sequel. Which I prefer.
I prefer, too, and I feel like we're the only ones who do.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I hated every isometric 8-bit and 16-bit game?
Well...
Which one of those were good? I hated all of them. Some people like...
Fester's Quest was okay.
No, it wasn't. Fester's Quest was terrible. Some people like that one, Zombies at My Neighbors. Yeah, never liked Zombies at My Neighbors. I hated that. There's like that... The Super Nintendo Jurassic Park game was like that.
Awful.
Like Dire Dread NES. Those games were always terrible to me. Yeah. Except for, like, Metal Gear 1.
Well, I mean, it's funny now. Now that, like, I know better, the original Toe Jam and Earl is a roguelike.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Yeah. Panic on Funkatron was one of the better-looking Genesis games.
Oh, it was a great-looking game. I mean, it was incredibly weird. That's what I liked about it. It was so weird. It was, like, weird, like Simon weird, Says dancing segments.
Yeah, but the gameplay was all really, really solid.
It was really cool.
It played very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it managed to take the kind of exploration of the first game and
because exploration was still very important in it. Because you had to find all the humans and capture them.
And it was just great co-op.
It was really
fun co-op.
It really was. It's
very
underrated.
So we're getting this, right?
At least two.
Yeah, I mean, well, on Xbox, they're only sold in a $10 bundle.
Yeah, well, one was weird. The inventory management of it was really weird to me.
One was kind of fun. I never beat that game. Never got close. But I still had a good time just screwing around. It.
Yeah, me too. I screwed around more than I actually played the game.
Right. And that
like,
was
I remember there's like that secret island you can get to. Oh,
you had to get like
that.
The rocket skates and go all the way to the bottom left corner.
It was a
very
weird
game.
Yeah, that was fun. Maybe been almost ahead of its time in a way. I don't know.
Did the first one do the thing where like when you separate from each other, it automatically split screened?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Like, remember that was a big deal in the Lego games when they did that?
Does anybody remember Toe Jam and Earl 3?
Oh, God, I try not to.
I didn't even play it.
It was wretched.
It's like that's a thing that happened.
Oh, it's terrible.
I tell you what I did like.
You know what Sega's really good at? Like, after years of fans, like, we want another one. They're like, all right, we will step down from on high and grace you with what you want. And then it's the worst thing ever.
I mean,
they've done it with Toe Jam and Earl. They did it with Knights. They did it with a lot of Sonic games.
Panzer Dragoon wasn't too bad when they did Orta. That
Orta
was good.
Orta was good.
But then they stopped making them anyways.
Yeah, they were like, oh, well, fuck that.
That has to be the next ones, right? Because that's their big thing now, is they're going to re-release every old game, apparently. So I assume the Panzer Dragoon games are next.
Oh, God. Yeah, can we please get, like...
Give us one and two, at least. I know. I don't know why they wouldn't do Saga.
Oh, please.
That's going to happen. Everyone's going to freak out when it does,
It's going to be awesome.
Because that's a great game.
It's going to be awesome.
Which I actually own. Which it's going to suck because my value of that game might go down. But you know.
Like you were going to sell it.
No. it's hilarious. Somebody, I think it was Samir Torres or Sam. Or Sam I can never say his name. Barstarani on Games We Did the review for Sonic Adventure 2.
Uh-huh. Oh, for the re-release?
Yeah, he gave it a 60 out of 100, which is about right.
Yeah, that game.
I'll tell you what's
interesting. A third of it is awesome.
I'll tell you what's interesting is that I looked back at, like, on Metacritic at the reviews when the game came out. Reviews were glowing.
Really?
GamePro gave it 100.
You mean they played the Robotnik and Tails levels and like,
AJ,
fucking A, man.
Glowing.
Ugh.
Glowing. It's just weird.
I mean, like I said, the Sonic and Shadow levels in the game are amazing. The Knuckles Rouge ones or Rogue or whatever.
But there's just
okay.
There's so many other problems. But what's interesting is like Sonic fans have become a scary thing now.
Oh yeah.
They have become terrifying. They like, you know, of course they attacked the article and went nuts. And it's like this big whole thing, like, oh, fucking critics. You guys just don't understand. Like the 1% had the audacity to say oh, you shouldn't review old games like this. Of course, a game, you know, whatever. If you reviewed an old Mario game, honestly, you would give it a 60 out of 100, too. And I was like, whoa. No, hold back there, buddy. Let's calm down. If you reviewed Mario 64 today, you'd give it a 60 out of 100.
Let's go play Mario 64 and see how that holds up, asshole.
No, not at all. And yeah, I'm the first to admit I kind of hate reviewing old games, but let's be honest.
People fucking love the Chao Garden in that game.
I like the Chao Garden in 1. That's the one
you had
I like.
Because the VMU, that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, look, Sonic Adventure 2, I still have kind of a soft spot for it, but like, these Sonic fans are fucking crazy. Like, these are the guys who were like my age when I got into Sonic, like the original ones.
Yeah.
These are what they grew up with, so to them, these games are holy.
Right.
And they don't appreciate people like us telling them that they suck, even if they did. Like, they are rabid. They are fucking scary, AJ.
Well, you kind of drew their ire with the episode 2 review.
It is funny, because my review was much more negative. I gave that game a 45. I didn't get nearly as much shit as Sam or Samir is getting for this. It's like, you should go read his comments. It is funny, these Sega fanboys. I responded to one. I'm like, because there's always like, oh, critics hate it, but fans love it. I'm like, where do you think critics come from? Like, we're grown in pods by PR companies? We're goddamn fans first.
You have to really like video games to get into that industry.
Right, like, oh, God.
Well, like someone who hates video games is like, I know what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Fucking critics. I'm like, I slept with a goddamn Sonic the Hedgehog doll. I had the Archie comics mailed to my house, the Archie Sonic comics, okay?
Yeah.
When we went
to Ohio Comic Con, my only goal was to get issues 47 through 50, of which I'm still missing one.
Yeah, so don't tell me that I'm some sort of critic who's out to get Sonic. Go fuck yourself. All right.
Just a butthurt Nintendo fan.
Yeah, that's what I am. It kills me because the only like I was a big fanboy for Sega back.
Oh
in the
yeah,
day.
Huge. No one was bigger than us. No one.
It's annoying. It's annoying to be on this side of the fence sometimes.
No.
I remember when I was 12 too, and I would accuse critics of being like, you know, giving money to hate games that I liked. It's just immature. That's why I just tell myself, like, I'm sure these guys are 12, but it comes to my mind. What if they're, like, 30 and they're just this stupid and it angers me? I feel like I had something else to say about. What are we talking about?
Toe Jam and Earl.
The only thing that was interesting is that this is the only Genesis game this was, like, the only big Genesis game of theirs that wasn't on that big Genesis collection they did, were the Toe Jam and Earl games.
Oh, yeah, you're
they
right.
They were, like, the only ones for some reason, so it's good that they're out. All right.
Hey, real quick aside, remember how you were asking if there are any more Blu-rays that, like, needed to come out?
Mm-hmm.
The last one, I think, did. E.T. came out this week.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one, right? Yeah.
There's classics out. Getting re-released entered my mind. All right. Well,
there's always Disney stuff, because Disney's always stuttering.
I still need Atlantis.
Still need Lilo and Stitch.
And Hunchback.
Aladdin's not out yet.
Aladdin? Yeah. Little Mermaid.
Really?
Yeah, that's on Blu-ray.
Weird. All right.
Dishonored.
So I wasn't sure about Dishonored at first.
Yeah, there was kind of an expectation like, eh, this could crash. Well, I mean, Arcane has a history, I think.
What else have they done? Help me out.
That Heroes of Might and Magic game, the first-person one.
When you looked at it,
you're like, wow, this game looks amazing. And you played it, and like for 10 minutes, it was amazing. You're like, oh.
Because it was supposed to be like the Half-Life 2 of fantasy games.
Yeah, but it kind of got really repetitious. Like, every trick it did was in the trailer in the first 20 minutes of the game.
And you did them all over again.
And they did something else not too long ago, too. What was it? I forget.
They do Blink? Brink, I mean?
No. That was not them.
Oh, look down.
But yeah, anyway. So yeah, there was some trepidation, but then like the reviews start coming out, they're glowing. So we pick up a copy on Tuesday. I immediately fell in love with the game.
Oh my God. I did not immediately fall in love with it.
How far into did you get before you started liking it? I know you do like it.
Second mission is when I really got into
really?
It. Second real mission. Well, I'll tell you what my problem was. Is I like to play these stealthy games stealthy. I don't like to be a kill.
Uh-huh.
And especially in those first couple missions, especially in the tutorial, when it's just showing you way after way of killing people.
Uh-huh.
And all the cool things you can do, drop assassinations and blocks and parries, and you look at like your skill trees, and so much of them deal with killing people. And you're like, well, what is there for the stealth guy to do?
Yeah, that,
And it's not very clear at first how some of these abilities help you be stealthy.
Right.
Like, I did not even, like, there's the one where you can possess people. And I didn't realize that had incredible implications for stealth. Like, the moment when I was really into the game was when I had to break inside of a building. And I sort of just snuck around the backside of it, trying to find a way in. And I noticed that there was, like, a little water pipe going leading out of the building into the sea. And it was, like, a grate. And the grate was had an opening. It was a very small opening.
Uh-huh.
And there was a fish, like, swimming. I was like, I wonder if I could possess the fish and swim through the thing. I honestly did not expect it to work, and then it did. And I was like, holy shit. I was like in like the basement of this brothel, and I was like, that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
and like after that, like I found more ways for my ability to kind of be stealthy. Being stealthier was cooler at that point.
Because
in the beginning, it's much more sexy to kind of be a murderer in the game.
Right. Well, and I like how both options are very viable.
Mm-hmm.
You can play this game at either extreme and go back and forth as much as you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of the way I've been playing my characters, I'm going to be as stealthy as much as possible, but if shit hits the fan, I have no problem killing people.
Right. And, at first, like, you're not used to kind of running away, but it's always a great option.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you kind of just feel like, it very much is old school, and it's very much a save, reload kind of game.
Oh, yeah, you got to be saving a lot.
Right.
Like, you know how on the Xbox, Elder Scrolls Skyrim has the quick save with Kinect thing?
Yeah.
God, this game could use that.
Yeah, it could.
It'd be nice. But the thing I did that made the game really start to work really well for me was immediately get the Blink ability to level 2.
Yeah, see, I didn't do that right away.
See, Blink is a skill that lets you teleport forward a short distance or climb up. But it's like the further vertical it goes, the smaller the range gets.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get it from level 1 to 2, like it's almost triples the distance you can go.
Right.
It's a really big difference.
And
as soon as I did that, like, all of a sudden the game itself became a lot more vertical.
Right, yeah.
Because I could reach more places.
And it's very much more about rooftops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And which a lot less
fun.
Which I don't like as much. It became much less sort of waiting behind a corner and watching guard squad figure out their patterns and then sneaking by them. That does not intrigue me as much. And once you kind of got... Once you sort of realize, like, all the cool ways to get around people, not necessarily sneak in the middle of them, because,
honestly, it started to feel, in a way, like Batman.
It's
where you're waiting for a guard to become isolated enough so I can blink right behind him.
That's true.
Take him out, and then hide his body and blink away.
Yeah, I can see that a little bit.
It had that same kind of tempo, which I really like.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
One thing... A lot of the reviews just something they said was a lot of people liken this game to BioShock in the early going.
It's not
in
BioShock.
In part for its world. And the reviews were saying, well, the world's not really like a character like Rapture is. It's not like as like much as part of the story. But the world is fleshed out in almost an Elder Scrolls sort of way. There's a lot of books you find.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're saying it's no Rapture.
No.
It's no Skyrim.
But it's still pretty
cool. It's an interesting world.
It's a neat setting.
It's a neat setting. It's interesting because everyone said at first that it was a steampunk setting. It's not steampunk at all.
No, it's just
there's
kind
no
of
steam.
Yeah, it's just kind of magic.
It's sort
industrial
of Victorian.
Revolution.
Yeah, it's
Victorian.
Industrial and magic, which is a different thing to me.
Yeah.
It's like I do have like all these kind of small complaints as I play the game, though.
Like what?
Like why is Corvo a silent protagonist?
I know, especially in a game where you're accused of murder and your guy doesn't immediately go, "It wasn't me."
It just like, why is he silent? There's no reason for, like, except for the fact, except because BioShock did it.
But even technically, BioShock, this guy spoke in the beginning.
It's like, why is this guy not talking?
Yeah, I know. He should be talking.
He should be talking. Absolutely. Because there's no like, oh, this character is me. He can't talk. I hate that bullshit. Corvo should be talking. He's very specifically a certain kind of character, you know?
Yeah.
And he has this relationship with other characters in
the
game.
I agree. I feel like that was...
It's a bad choice.
I understand what they're going for, but he should just talk.
Yeah. But besides, it's just, like, a small thing. Like, in the first mission, there's, like, a side quest where I didn't see a non-lethal option to it.
What was that?
The one with the crazy lady that you didn't talk to.
I didn't
to.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, like, in the first mission, like I said, in general, I felt like I didn't, it was a lot harder to be stealthy just because you didn't have a lot of your upgrades, invested into it. And, like, some of them you think are useful, like, slow down time. Not really that as useful as you might think it would be.
Well, have you got it to level 2 yet?
No, but it's
that's
really
where you
expensive
just stop
to.
Time.
Yeah, which it might be more, but like when you slow down time, basically that's just good. I did have one good use of it where I was kind of stuck in the room. There's two people in it. Very important that I had to get both of them unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I couldn't go behind somebody and you know whatever because they're just standing there. So like the one guy was about to kill the other guy. So my only possible solution was to slow time and immediately get out my sleep darts and hit both of them.
Oh, cool.
And that was cool. But, like, yeah, like, just, like, you know, you depend on some abilities far more than others.
Just what I like is, as I'm playing the game, I make, like, whatever choices I make. Like, the way I go about something, and then the choices within that choice. And you kind of play the chaos theory in your head, and you're like, wow, there's, like, a million ways to do everything in this mm-hmm. game.
And
there really is.
I do wonder, like, because they say, like, you know, if you kill more people, then there's more plague and stuff. I wonder, like, how different that would be if I wasn't doing it
mm-hmm.
as much.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just going to be, like, a different cutscene at the end, or if the world itself is going to gradually change.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm playing it in a little bit of a completionist sense right now, because there's two MacGuffins for you to find.
That was my other problem.
Yeah, well, here, let me tell us. There's the runes, which are used to upgrade your abilities, so you want a lot of those. And there's the bone charms, which are like equipable buffs. You could have three of them on at a time.
They're almost like the skulls from Halo.
Yeah, except more important, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, you know, they, you have an item that lets you kind of see where they are in a given area. So because I've been going to find them all, I'm kind of really working my way around the map a lot more. And so as a result of that, I see, like, the eight different entrances into every area.
Well, it's cool because it kind of, yeah, it gives you, like, other things to go try to sneak in to find. Because they're usually in, like, protected areas or dangerous areas, you know?
Like, the mission I had to do in the first level to take out the guy, I could have done it in 2 minutes. But because I wanted to find all these things, I was in there for an hour.
It's cool because there is a non-lethal way to take out even the targets, and it usually requires a lot more
work.
Yeah,
I saw what it was for the first guy. I didn't do it.
Oh, really?
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it cool?
It was cool.
I like the idea of it. We won't say what it is. But I think you're going to have the same complaint I do. It should just be an open world game in a way. Because if you don't get all those items, you can't go back.
I don't even think it needs to be open world, but I just wish that you could go back to an area.
Right, that's what I mean. Like it'd be good if you could go to that guy, the guy with the boat, and be like, he's like, where do you want to go? And be like, well, let's go back to this place. So I have some new abilities now. Let's go back there and I can find the other
rooms. I left like a bone char in a room in like the one mission, and I didn't get them yet, but I was just like, well, you know, let's go. I'll get them later. And then, oh, I can't go back.
Yeah.
I actually went back to that area. But it reset things. Like the things were in different locations now. So it was like, oh, geez, this is great.
I can't.
So it was almost like, well, hopefully I won't need that bone. Because, I mean, there's no leveling up. So basically, your leveling up is collecting runes.
Yeah, the bone charms are kind of like nice little things to have.
Runes are important.
Right, you want to find the runes.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you're going to be just really
underpowered. Doesn't look like I'm... Because I'm right now in a good place where I think I almost have all the tools I need.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever I get. I am worried... I wonder how long this game is. Do we know?
I don't. I think... Because I want to say I've heard in the 8 to 10 hour range.
Oh, really? That's it? Mm. It's kind of short for this kind of game, I feel
like. But like I said, it has a lot of replayability.
I guess
to the extent that I'd want to replay
it. Right, because that's the only thing I'm thinking right now. Because like, it seems like I'm rushing through the story a bit faster than I would have thought. Even.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, well, you know, I'm sure there's going to be the point, like, with every game where there's the fake ending.
Yeah.
Where you think you're going to go get the bad guy, and then, oh, surprise, this is the real bad guy. It's like, oh, great.
I was glad, too, and I don't think it's a spoiler, because it's, like, the first thing that happens in the game. But, like,
yeah.
So the conceit is the Empress gets murdered, and you're accused. And, like, the two guys come rushing up, and it's like, you know, these assassins, like, teleport in, kill the Empress, take her daughter.
I was disappear. Very annoyed at this
time. Yeah, and they're like, what? Corvo, you're here by yourself with the dead Empress. Clearly you killed her. Guards arrest him. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Right.
Then thank God, like, those same two guys, like, in these 6 months later, like, everything goes according to our evil plan. I was like, okay, at least you guys were like...
Right. Thank God they didn't actually think that.
Yeah.
Because it would have been goddamn infuriating.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you caught... Oh, that's right. I'm the big murderer.
You, the hero of the country who's ever served his queen faithfully. Clearly, you suddenly, for no reason, killed her.
Yes. All right. Anything else you want to say about Dishonored?
No, I could tell by the fact you're holding. You're dying to talk about Roller Coaster Tycoon. What was it? 3D. That's
oh my
it.
God.
So I love it because you find out you're going to be reviewing this game, and you're like, "Oh, I think it's like Roller Coaster Tycoon 2." And I
literally thought it was just a port of like Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
I was like, "No, Michael." No. I saw like. I think they accidentally released a screenshot because the trailer for this game does not show the game at all. That's a bad sign. In the background, people riding a roller coaster.
I don't want to give it. Like, I still have an actual review to rate this game, so I don't want to give away too much, but it's terrible. I'm so mad. It's not even more like 3. It's more like 2, but like with somehow significantly less features than Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Oh, good.
And, like, the interface is just broken. Like, for some reason, I just, like I'm making a roller coaster, and I can only do helix downs, not helix up.
What?
I don't know why. Like, I can't do, like, turns, like, on downhills. Like, there's just, like, things you can't do.
What?
I just don't understand. And, like, things just don't work sometimes. Like, I'm telling it to build the next section of track, it just won't. Until, like, I randomly just delete enough track. I don't know what's going on. Like, the curving of the track is really weird to get right. Just, like, putting down the lines and stuff. Like, there's just no... I can't even figure out how to paint or name roller coasters. I don't know if you can. I don't know.
Like, here's the thing, and I don't know if people may not realize this. Michael does not like roller coasters, typically. But he was a freaking whiz at Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
I was pretty good at that.
He made... Like, the roller coasters he made in that game, I would look at them and be like, wow, I wish that was real. And it's not like they were, like... You know, people make it like it's a roller coaster. It does like 150 miles per hour the whole time, and it does 800 loops. I mean, you made very plausible.
I really
roller
got into
coasters.
It, and the game was great at like rating your coasters.
Yeah, it gave you good feedback on like when it was like too much,
right? And you could see which coasters were popular because you would have these massive lines. What kills me in this game even is like the game would say like excitement high, intensity high. This game just gives you numbers for those figures, and you don't know what the fuck they mean.
Ugh.
It's like just tell me. I don't know what 5.3 intensity means. Is that good?
I'm guessing it's on a scale of 10, but yeah, do you want it to be 10?
Do you want it to be 10? Do you want it to be 5? I don't know. It's infuriating. I just don't understand. The only cool thing is that you can do, like, you can ride your coasters and it's in first person, it's in 3D. That's the only cool thing so far. Even, like, the park sizes you have are so small, you could probably only fit, like, 5 roller coasters. And I just don't get it. I think somebody got a hold of the Roller Coaster Tycoon name, like, the brand, and, like, Atari just gave it to somebody publisher and said, you can make Roller Coaster Tycoon, we're gonna make just some money off of selling it, who cares how good it is? I don't know. I'm shocked. I just don't get it. It's terrible.
That's too bad.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I'll play again. I'll figure it out. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck.
I've been playing a lot more Borderlands 2.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked that to
death. Yeah, I know. We're just saying it's good.
I beat Yoshi's Island.
Oh, did you?
It was very good.
It's a good game.
Yoshi's Island, yeah. You know, it's funny because a lot of people, I used to think Yoshi's Island was overrated. Because a lot of people
now you think it's underrated?
No, it's not underrated. It's rated.
Just rated.
It's rated where it should be. Well, a lot of people say it's like the best 2D platformer ever. It's definitely one of the best 2D platformers ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like it better than Super Mario World, but it is really.
It's a long game.
It is a very long
game. Playing
it
for a while.
It is very long. There's so many levels of the game. Like compared to like Super Mario World 2. Oh my god! I mean, new Super Mario World 2. New Super Mario Brothers 2. Excuse me. Yeah, it's a long-ass game. It's very impressive. Okay, I think that's it.
Yes. The demos for Forza Horizon and XCOM. I didn't get to play them yet, though, so I'll talk about that.
Let's get to the releases.
Yeah, yes, the releases, which I have open and ready.
Yeah, great job. I feel like we got more time out of this episode without any news and or...
like second segment?
Yeah, how long are we?
I don't even know.
I feel like we've been doing this for a while. Good job, us. This is actually a very entertaining episode.
Again, for people who like the episodes where we yell at each other, this one's for you.
This was the first time I really yelled at you in a while.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
All right, so Dishonored, XCOM. Enemy Unknown.
People are saying good things about XCOM.
Yeah, like I said,
I don't really know if it's my kind of thing.
I'm glad the 360 demo's out because I know this sounds like blasphemy, but I don't think it's going to run very well on my computer. Oh, so, yeah.
Well, apparently it works just as well on consoles as it does on PC. Yeah. Actually, I will say I did not know anything about XCOM until this episode.
I actually own a lot of them. They were on Steam for like $3 one day, so I bought them.
Now are
so
they
at the point? It's an overhead tactical thing, like Fallout Tactics, I think.
Is it more Fallout Tactics or more like Fire Emblem?
I don't know. Please, no one hurt me. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Dragon Ball Z for Kinect.
Oh, God.
That's the actual title.
Yeah.
Pokemon Black and White 2. Fable the Journey, which our friend Chris Persons gave a very scathing review
of. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought the demo was fun enough.
Yeah.
Apparently maybe the whole game's not quite as good.
Of Orcs and Men. Why have I not heard of this?
Now, who knows?
Of Orcs and Men is a role-playing game that places players in the role of an elite orc soldier.
Well, hey, why not?
Something called Code of Princess for the 3DS. What's this?
Is it an RPG?
Action RPG Brawler.
Oh, man.
Harry Potter for Kinect. So we have Harry Potter for Kinect
and out?
Dragon Ball Z for Kinect. Big week if you're a Kinect fan.
Yeah, I guess. No, seriously, though. Every year, no Kinect games come out until October. They only come out for Christmas. Seriously, that's it. Like, Just Dance 4 is coming out for Kinect, probably, and Dance Central 3. They only make Kinect games for Christmas. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Because the thing just doesn't work, so you're not going to sell them based off of quality, so your only hope is to sell them at Christmas.
Right.
And that's the basic problem with the Kinect, and that's the problem with Fable Journey, I'm sure, too, is that it just doesn't work all the time.
Well,
and it's the problem with the Wii, but it's, like, far worse than the Kinect. Where the Wii, like, things, like, wouldn't work, well, like, Wii, 1 out of 20 times. It literally doesn't work 1 out of 5 times.
The Wii, at least, you could release the Wii Motion Plus,
and
it gets a lot better. You can't shove in a higher resolution camera into the damn thing. Again, I don't understand...
I
know they're trying to keep costs down or whatever, but I really think it would have behooved them to put like a high definition camera in it.
I look at this and I'm like, maybe this technology would be cool someday, I don't know, but it just doesn't work right now.
Yeah, it just
doesn't
work.
You know what this Kinect is on point to right now? It's like the most fucking expensive voice recognition software, hardware really ever.
And it works great for that.
Yeah, for that it's fine.
Was it worth the $150 we played?
Yeah.
Walking Dead Episode 4 came out.
I don't care.
Apparently it's really good.
I'm sure it's good. I just don't like zombies.
Happy Wars, which is the first free-to-play game for Xbox Live.
Happy Wars?
Yes.
Thank you.
Retro City Rampage for PS3, PC, and Vita.
You know, like, the history of this game?
Yeah, it was like originally being written like for Nintendo Entertainment System.
Well, it was originally like a Grand Theft Auto 3 remake.
Yeah.
Basically. And then they had like legal things. So I was like, we'll just make it a game.
And then the Mass Effect 3 Retaliation DLC comes out.
Which one's that?
It's adding the collectors as an enemy type in the game.
Did the Lair of the Leviathan come out?
Yes.
Did anyone care?
I
didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, no, it did. It's supposed to be good. Like since I'm planning on getting the trilogy when it comes out, I'm just going to wait to play it then.
See, I just haven't heard anything about it. It's weird because like when all the Mass Effect 2 DLC came out, I feel like everyone talked about it, even if they didn't like it.
The problem is because
the story's over for
DLC
a lot of people.
And Mass Effect 2 worked because it bridged the gap between 2 and 3. Mm. 3, it's like, hey, kind of go back and retcon your game a bit and stick in this little side story that can't matter too much because you've already seen the ending of the game, so we can't change too much.
Yeah, it's kind of a dumb thing, really.
Yeah. I mean, the smart bet for them would have been to do side stories, maybe even the epilogues. Like, what about, like, an epilogue where you play as Garrus?
Oh, I'd buy that shit.
Right? Oh, you would have bought that for $20.
That's too creative thinking on there.
Yeah, I know. It's
too
high concept. Yeah.
Seriously, though, why didn't they do that? Fuck. All right. All right, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Are you going to put up a poll for the next? Are we just going to do Kirby 3? I kind of want to do Kirby 3.
You're saying, fuck the people, this is a democracy, this is a communist
state.
Yeah, I want
to do Kirby
3
next week. We're doing Kirby 3 next week for first 20. You can find more, you can also find us at Twitter, twitter.com/explodingbarrel, Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel.
Yeah. And now youtube.com/EVPodcast.
Right,
check out our first 20 episode of FTL, tell us what you think.
Yeah, and also go to the iTunes Music Store, leave us a review, you can see our old episodes there. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye. fix this or we're going to sue
just
you.
Just go sue them. AJ, I got a lot of problems, man. I mean, my wife left me. Nobody loves me. I got this shit job, and I don't have any audiobooks.
Well, I can help you out with one of those, Michael. How would you like not only an audiobook, but a free audiobook?
Tell me more.
If you go to audibletrial.com/ebpodcast, not only will you get a free audiobook, but a one-month free trial to audible.com, where they have thousands of audiobooks available to listen to on your computer, iPod, or Android phone.
Wow, and is some of that revenue going to go to Exploding Barrel?
I sure hope so.
Wow, I feel slightly less like I need to kill myself.